Time to have a look at the Devonport Cup meeting here on From the Stables. The state's leading trainer, Benyar, well represented in the race with three runners. And he joins us online to have a chat about a half dozen of his team on Sunday night. How are you going, Ben?
Good, thanks, Duncan.
That's the way. We'll go to race number one first of all, where you put the polish on Guy's Better Bet. And he was a pretty good winner in Hobart last time out.
Yeah, he's turned the corner, this horse. He changed a few things with him, changed the way we're working him. He seems to be racing a lot more consistently now. Didn't have a lot of luck and ran a few good placings, and then won his race he's been crying out to win, so it was good for the connections.
Over to race two, you put the polish on a number of runners, but we're going to have a chat about number 10, Amendment 13. You must have been rapt with the way he finished off in Hobart last start.
Yeah, I thought his trial was very good at Carrick. He beat lead singer there and stepped to the front. He just got a bit lost in front of the trial, so we elected to drive him with a bit of cover. It was Rowan's idea, and we elected to drive him with a bit of cover in Hobart. As soon as he hit the line strong, and he was very happy with the horse, so he's going to get cover driven again tonight, and I expect him to run a race.
In race four, Frosty Flyer draws outside of the second row, but gee, you can't fold his form of late.
No, he's flying. We're just probably very stiff to run into that very good horse in Hobart last week. We beat the others comfortably, and a bit of a shame we got beat there. But, you know, that's racing, and it's a fantastic horse, that also. I think it's going to go a long way. And Frosty's done a terrific job since we bought him. He probably looks at a big chance in this race, and it's another nice $12,000 race, so it's very good money.
Yeah, certainly very good money on offer on a number of races on the Devonport program. Let's go to the main race now. It is the Harding's Hot Mix Devonport Cup, where you've got a number of runners engaged. Let's first of all have a chat about the first one in that Perfect Matt. Comes up with barrier number two, currently at $26 and fixed odds market as we speak. And one thing we can say about this nine-year-old gelding, he loves the longer distance racing.
Yeah, he's very reliable, as in he'll step very quick. He's turned the corner lately. We found a few little issues with him, and thanks to our farrier, Michael Law, he got him back on track for us. And since he shot him, he's just taken off. So I would think he could run a forward race. He's proven in the distance. He's a good stand-off, so he's going to get across a few early and put himself in the race, that's for sure.
Ideal World number three at $9.50 as we record. Very good at Scottsdale, but gee, what went wrong last start?
Oh, yeah, just found a few little issues with him last start, so I'm hoping he'll bounce back. He shows us all signs of a very nice horse, and well up to a race like this, as long as he can step good and he'll run the distance. And as long as he goes like he did at Scottsdale, I think he'll be right in this race.
Yeah. Do you think you got him back to that level?
I think so. All signs are that we have. He's a little bit of a tricky horse. He's had wind operations in his past, and I think more than anything, he might have just sort of half had a bit of a breathing issue the other night and got a bit too keen and half cut his wind. So we're hoping he does everything right on Sunday, and if he does produce his best, well, he'd be my best chance.
And the third runner from your stable is Some Dan. I'm having a look at the one of the betting agency websites. He's $23 into 11 and draws to get a nice run from inside of the second row.
He's going terrific. He was probably a bit of a victim of circumstance against Riley Major last week. He was one that had to do all the chasing. So he certainly loves the track. He's run the distance last time, and I think driving quiet, and his record at Devonport's terrific, so he should be thereabouts.
Righto. So the best of your three in the cup would probably be Ideal World. You gave him a strong push.
Ideal World is, when he's on, he's certainly my best horse.
Righto. And what about the best of the meeting from your stable?
I think Frosty Flyer looks my best for the night.
In race number four. Appreciate the insight into your runners in Devonport on Cup Night, Ben, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks very much, Duncan.